Hey, good morning. I'm Playbook co-author Rachel Bate. It's Monday, April 1st, and happy Easter for all those who celebrated this weekend. I know I spent Sunday walking my toddler around the house to find Easter eggs. Good times here in the Bate household. Speaking of Easter, yesterday we saw the culture war run smack into the holy day. President Donald Trump took to Truth Social to attack Biden for acknowledging Trans Day of Visibility, which, by the way, happens to fall on March 31st, the same day this year as Easter. Trump also made false claims that Biden is now prohibiting kids from submitting religious-themed eggs designed at the White House Easter egg art contest. Actually, the egg lobby prohibits those designs and has for years. If you want more on the scuttlebutt, read Eugene's playbook from Sunday. But the big news driving today is actually going to be about an interview Speaker Mike Johnson gave on Fox News last night around 9 o'clock. Johnson is very clearly going on offense to save his gavel. Speaking to his former House colleague turned Fox News host Trey Gowdy, Johnson did a number of things. He defended his leadership decisions against conservatives who are attacking him for those. He gently chided his MAGA-aligned critics, and he offered a new vision for assistance to Ukraine that his allies hope could protect him from a motion to vacate. So let's actually start there, the motion to vacate. Johnson called Marjorie Taylor Greene's threat to oust him a distraction from our mission. He said that the ensuing chaos would hinder Republicans from defending the House and flipping the Senate and the White House this fall. He did call Greene a friend and said that they've been texting and that they intend to meet next week when Congress comes back. And Johnson was clearly trying to sort of impart a dose of reality upon GOP viewers. He noted that he has the smallest margin in history where I can only lose one vote. He said that his job is not easy right now, and said that he, like conservatives, really didn't like the spending deal he just struck with Democrats, but he noted that Republicans don't control the Senate and the White House, which might seem like a duh fact right there, but a lot of the base forgets this sometimes, and they're demanding things of Johnson that he frankly can't give. And Johnson basically said as much last night. He said at one point, quote, "We have to realize I can't throw a Hail Mary pass on every single play." The most interesting part of the interview from my perspective was actually what Johnson said about Ukraine aid. Now, you know Johnson has been sitting on Ukraine aid for months, even though the White House and Democrats have been begging him to put it up for a vote on the floor where it is expected to pass by something like 300 votes. Well, Johnson, for the first time, publicly articulated a new House GOP Ukraine package. I'm told that these parts are still moving, but we could see a potential framework as early as this week. A couple things. Number one, he talked about that loan idea that we've written about in Playbook, this notion of turning some of the $60 billion worth of Ukraine assistance into a loan that would be repaid if Ukraine defeated Russia in years down the line when they were in a better situation. He noted that Donald Trump has talked about this idea, and clearly he's trying to sort of wrap himself in Donald Trump's praise of this idea to try to say, look, conservatives, it's okay that we're taking this vote. He also proposed tacking on a bipartisan bill to basically use frozen Russia assets and send that money to Ukraine. Now, since the Kremlin has invaded Ukraine, the United States and other Western nations have frozen about $300 billion worth of those assets. The problem here is that only a couple billion currently reside in the U.S., and most of that cash is actually in Europe, where a lot of our allies have been slow to sort of join that push to use that money to help Kyiv. It is important to note that they are coming around to the idea, and you should definitely read Politico Europe for more news on that. Johnson also mentioned restarting certain types of energy exports. Now, this is one proposal we didn't actually see coming. As part of the Ukraine package, Johnson floated this idea of having the Biden administration undo a new executive order that pauses approval for new liquefied natural gas exports, known as LNG. Now, climate activists were cheering the administration's move to do this. The pause was basically so the Biden White House could examine the impacts on climate change. Notably, 2 weeks later, House Republicans passed a bill to try to roll that executive order back, but it wasn't going anywhere in the Senate. Now, Johnson is looking at actually tacking that on to this Ukraine push. His reason why, he said, we want to unleash American energy, have natural gas exports that will unfund Vladimir Putin's war effort. Obviously, Russia makes a lot of money by selling similar products. And that money goes to weapons, which goes to pummeling Ukraine. So what now? Now, you should note that everyone from the White House to Marjorie Taylor Greene are going to be dissecting this interview from last night. Two big questions remain, at least at the top of my mind. Number one, will Democrats swallow these demands? And number two, will these incremental wins, as Johnson called them, actually keep him from a reckoning on his short time as speaker? Will they save his job? We'll have to give you that answer in a couple days as we make a few calls and report back. And for the rest of your schedule today, the House and Senate are out. And this morning, President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will host the White House Easter egg roll. I went last year. It was super fun. So everyone who's out there, have a good time. I'm Rachel Bade. Thanks for listening.